I'm Marty Moscow-Wain. Welcome to Radio Times.
The post office is losing billions of dollars, and the taxpayers are paying for that money because it delivers packages for Amazon at a very below cost. And that's not fair to the United States. It's not fair to our taxpayers.
That was President Trump earlier this week complaining about Amazon's use of the U.S. Postal Service. He has claimed through his tweets that Amazon doesn't pay state and local sales taxes and was putting small businesses out of business, all of which has been fact-checked. It should be noted that Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, also owns the Washington Post, that has been doing some hard-hitting reporting about the president and his administration. We have Spencer Soper to join us. He covers e-commerce for Bloomberg News and was a guest on Radio Times a couple of years ago about his investigation into the miserable working conditions at an Amazon fulfillment center in Pennsylvania. Spencer Soper, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thank you.
What is the arrangement? What is the deal that Amazon has with the U.S. Postal Service?
Well, Amazon relies on the Postal Service for a lot of its what's called the last mile of delivery, basically getting the package to your doorstep or your mailbox. They have a five-year-old agreement as well to do Sunday delivery. And their estimate, the agreement is confidential, but their estimates that the Postal Service handles approximately 40% of Amazon's delivery volume. So it's a very, very important partner for Amazon.
Does the Postal Service make money or lose money with this deal with Amazon?
Well, it makes money and is profitable, and that's been vetted. You know, the Postal Service has checks and balances to make sure that it's not giving away the store. But I think the clip that you played of what Trump is saying and in some of his tweets what he's indicating is that it's paying below market value. And there is truth to that, that the deal that Amazon gets from the Postal Service, it would have to pay considerably more if it were to use, you know, UPS or FedEx for those same services. So it seems like there's a lot of noise about it, but basically Trump is indicating that he thinks Amazon got too good of a deal and should pay a little more.
Do we know what Amazon pays per package to send through the post office?
No, but the estimates are, I mean, and it's going to vary, obviously, depending on the size. But there are estimates that it saves approximately $1.50 per package compared to, you know, on average, compared to what it would have to pay from one of the private couriers.
Is this considered a bulk rate? And are there other large retailers, let's say, who are using the post office and also getting some kind of a specialized bulk rate?
Yeah, they offer bulk discounts, and other people, they are available to others. And so, yes, this is kind of singling out Amazon for something that the Postal Service does more widely. And the bigger trend here is that letter volume is down considerably. That's a trend that's been happening for years. And package volume increases every year, which is helping offset the revenue loss. So if you write a letter to grandma, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, that kind of stuff has been decreasing significantly. But if you get grandma a gift and put it in a box and send it to her, that kind of stuff has been going up for the Postal Service, and that's been helping to offset its losses from the more traditional mail service.
Let me read a tweet that says basically what you just said there, Spencer. The post office has lost money because people now pay bills online, not by mailing checks. Delivering Amazon cartoons allows the post office to recover lost revenue. And then he goes on to say that Trump is lying. He's out to get Bezos because he owns the Washington Post. I was also looking, actually, Vox looked into this, and first class mail is down precipitously in the last couple of years, in half. Junk mail, which is called marketing mail, down even more precipitously. And it looks like the only real bright spot for the post office at this point is mailing packages.
Yeah, it's been the one thing that's helping them grow. They're still under a legal mandate to go to every address. And that's where the Postal Service is really advantageous. If there's not a lot of delivery volume, you know, think of a sparsely populated rural area. You know, the mail truck is heading out to that farm anyway, and it's got room on the truck. So it's economically viable to throw a package on there, where it would be much more costly to send one solo truck out there just to deliver a package.
The president has called the post office a delivery boy. That's a quote there. And I guess there is this question about this last mile delivery. And my understanding is the post office, they must deliver mail or packages to every American. Is that true? Everyone living in this country, that's their job.
Yeah, so that, and again, that's the legal mandate, is that they have to reach every address 6 days a week. And with Amazon, they actually do deliveries on Sundays. But so that's kind of the crux of the issue, is that the Postal Service has fixed costs, and could it assign more of those fixed costs, those fixed costs being like operating all of the postal offices around the country, operating the fleet of vehicles, paying all of the employees, could more of those fixed costs be assigned to this growing revenue source of package delivery? And so, and even though Trump is angling at this, you can't just expect Amazon to capitulate, say they faced a sudden increase in their package delivery fees. Every action has a reaction. And Amazon has faced this before. In Japan last year, they were looking at a 40% rate hike from a major delivery partner. And it just encouraged Amazon to beef up its own delivery operations. So it's not so simple what's going to happen here.
Well, let me just pick up on the last thing you just said. Do you think maybe it makes sense business-wise for Amazon to have its own delivery trucks because of the volume of packages that get sent around the country?
Well, they already do, and they're experimenting with a program for a few years called Amazon Flex. This is kind of an Uber-type app where independent contractors in their own vehicles make deliveries for Amazon. So they're already doing this. And what you have to think of with Amazon, it's never a one-size-fits-all. They're never going to have the same approach to every place. But for Amazon, it's going to be economically viable to have its own delivery service where it has that high package volume. So think like Southern California, a big city where there's very dense population area. But again, if we go back to that rural area, there's not going to be that delivery volume for Amazon to justify having its own people, and that's where the Postal Service really, really comes in handy for them.
Let me just quickly reintroduce you. That's Spencer Soper, and he covers e-commerce for Bloomberg News, and we are talking about Amazon, the Postal Service, and President Trump. You can join us at 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org. You can also tweet us at @WHYYRadioTimes. Spencer, the president said that Amazon pays little or no taxes to state and local governments. Can you fact check that for us?
Yeah, there is truth to that. If we go way back to when Amazon began, they took advantage of a sales tax loophole online, and they deliberately built warehouses in small states close to big states. So this would be like Nevada and Kansas, with offering them proximity to more populous states like Texas and California, so they could deliver those packages to the more populous states without paying sales tax, because they did not have a physical presence in those states. Mm-hmm. That's largely changed. They now collect sales taxes in all 45 states that charge them on what is called their first party sales. This is inventory that Amazon owns directly, kind of like a traditional retailer. Where they still aren't paying taxes frequently is what is called the marketplace. That's where independent merchants put their inventory on Amazon and sell it there, and then just pay Amazon a commission. Amazon has no direct ownership of that inventory. That's about half of all the sales on Amazon, and many of those are still not taxed. Those kind of transactions, not just on Amazon, but on online marketplaces overall, cost state and local governments about $13 billion a year.
Hmm. But would that be the vendors, the third-party vendors, would that be their responsibility to charge a sales tax?
It's legally murky, and that's what the argument is. A lot of the merchants want to see Amazon take it on, if that's the direction that the law is going, and Amazon has not been doing that, but it's not clear exactly whose responsibility it is. A lot of states... Washington State, Amazon's home state, has a tax now that puts the tax on Amazon, and Amazon is collecting that tax in Washington State. Pennsylvania did as well. Amazon is collecting the marketplace taxes there. Minnesota has a tax coming in soon. So it's kind of playing out state by state what will happen here. And the Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling on this this summer. There's like a Supreme Court ruling that goes back to 1992 that kind of set the law of the land on this, and that's being reevaluated.
Do we know how many small retailers have been put out of business because of Amazon?
I don't have a figure on that. On that note, it hasn't so much been a business or jobs killer as much as it's been like a transformation of our economy. So spending is shifting from department stores, from like JCPenney, Sears, Kmart, Macy's, you know, a lot of the department store chains that have been shuttering stores, to websites like Amazon. And Amazon has been building warehouses to accommodate this growth. And so what we've really seen is a shift in our economy of jobs from department stores to websites as people's spending shifts.
Let me get Sherry on, calling us from Pennsylvania. Sherry, we're almost out of time, but go ahead. You're on Radio Times.
Yes. No one has thought about the impact that this has on the Postal Service and us rural carriers trying to deliver the last mile. Our vehicles are not large enough. We're making extra trips to accommodate the volume of parcels. We're not getting paid extra for it.
Do you work Sunday, Sherry? Do you have to deliver on Sundays?
No, I don't, but the substitute carriers do, and that's quite an impact on the revenue.
Well, I appreciate the call to Radio Times. Spencer, anything you want to say in response to Sherry's call?
No, it's a very interesting observation, and especially the comment about the trucks not being big enough. And if these trends continue, you know, they might need larger trucks. So it kind of plays back into that fixed cost thing we were talking about earlier. And if suddenly trucks that used to be full of envelopes are now full of boxes, yeah, and those boxes aren't big enough, the Postal Service is going to have to invest to accommodate it. And maybe the mail truck looks more like the UPS truck.
A comment from Adrian. I also had a similar question. He's saying, can you please discuss the impropriety of the president using his position to try to damage a company for personal reasons? And it does seem unprecedented for a president to go after an American company the way President Trump has gone after Amazon. Can you speak to that, Spencer?
I mean, that's a very difficult thing because then you're getting into state of mind. You know, yes, there's a lot of speculation and there are a lot of dots that connect to he's just conflating Amazon with the Washington Post because of their critical reporting. And there's not a whole lot of doubt about that. He does that in his very own tweets. But to say that the only reason he's doing this is because of that and not because he thinks that, you know, the UPS could get more money out of them. I just think it's something that legal scholars will debate.
We're almost out of time here, Spencer. Do you see this fight going on?
I'm sorry, do I see which fight going on?
Well, I guess the fight between the president and Amazon.
We see it daily. I mean, over the past week or so, Trump has been using his Twitter pulpit to go after Amazon. It's hurt their stock price. The stock price seems to have recovered a lot of the loss, but it's still down. So definitely we see it firsthand, and this isn't the first time. It's been kind of a running feud since before he was elected.
Well, Spencer Soper, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then he covers e-commerce for Bloomberg News. We're going to take a very short break and then get a catch me up on the Mueller investigation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.